Aircheckdownloads.com.
Yes, all right. We'll have a touch of apples and pears.
Look to. Travel's going. She's gone.
Here on 104 FM stereo and 738 kHz medium wave, and in Herefordshire on 94.7 FM stereo and 819 kHz medium wave, BBC Hereford and Worcester.
Good morning, welcome to BBC Hereford and Worcester, a brand new radio station from the heart of the county. It's Tuesday, February the 14th, St Valentine's Day. At the news desk, James Coghill.
A 27-year-old Herefordshire doctor is given a heart transplant. The county escapes the worst effects of gales which have swept parts of the country. Talks get underway to secure jobs at a major Worcester factory. It's 6 o'clock. BBC Hereford and Worcester News, James Coghill reporting.
BBC Hereford and Worcester, Weather Watch.
The strongest gust of wind overnight recorded by Paul Damari, our Worcester weather expert, was in Worcester, and it was 62 miles an hour. A look now at the satellite weather forecast for the county. The strong and gusty winds should ease off to become a moderate southwesterly this afternoon. It'll feel cold outdoors, despite a top temperature of 9 degrees. It'll be dry with some sunny periods, but there could be some rain tonight. The outlook, cloudy with some rain in the morning, but brightening up again tomorrow afternoon. A very good morning, I'm Jeff Roberts. Welcome to Breakfast Live, the first Breakfast Live on BBC Hereford and Worcester. On this morning's programme, we pose a question about the top of the Malvern Hills, assess the case for a third bridge across the river in Worcester, and find out what Ross-on-Wye is doing to tackle lagerlouts. Later on in the programme, Ian Botham. We'll be asking him about his fight back to fitness. Liz McKean is out and about in the radio car, and she'll be having the most unusual cup of tea in the county. That's all to come.
BBC Hereford and Worcester. Breakfast Live with Jeff Roberts.
Starting us off, musically, it's Phil Collins and Two Hearts Beat as One. 8 minutes after 6 o'clock, St Valentine's Day, February the 14th. Jeff Roberts with you on the first Breakfast Live here on your new station for the county, BBC Hereford and Worcester. Hopefully the most informative breakfast show in the county to get you up and on the way every morning. And we start as we mean to go on. In the next hour, the church that rang out the bells you heard a little earlier to welcome us on will be hearing from them and exactly what the tune's called and what they're doing. And also the battle to save the house in North Worcestershire where the Austin 7 was designed. And also the question of what to do about a sensitive site on top of the Malvern Hills. We'll be hearing about all those things in the next 60 minutes. The Beatles there, Good Day Sunshine. Not much around at the moment, but there should be some later, but it's still going to be breezy. That's a look at the weather forecast as it stands today. Well, with any new venture, you get lots of congratulations. We've had loads and loads of people wishing us well on our new venture here in Herefordshire and Worcestershire. But the most important thing now we're on air is that we can wish you congratulations and wish you well. And I've got a letter here from Cotbarn House, Roman Road in Hereford. It says, I'm writing to ask you, well, on your very first programme on the 14th of February, because I'm really looking forward to the new station, could you play a record for me? It's especially for my sister Kate, who's celebrating her 20th 27th birthday today. I hope you don't mind me mentioning your age there. But it comes from your brother, Tom Farmer, who works on the ground staff at the National College, or the Royal College, the Royal National College for the Blind in Hereford. Please say hello to everyone who works with me there, and also my sister. And thanks for writing, Tom. Julio Iglesias at 6:15. It's over. No, it's just begun. It's BBC Hereford and Worcester. Now, the first things you heard this morning on BBC Hereford and Worcester were church bells ringing out our own method. Now, bell ringing phrase for the order bell struck in, that's what method means. It's the method, the melody, that's what a method is. And a new method, never rung in any church before, was rung last night at the Church of St. Matthias in Malvern Link, and aimed apples and pears to mark our arrival in the county. One of the band of campanologists at St. Matthias's is our own reporter, Robert Piggott.
For 90 years, bell ringers have trudged up the stairs to the ringing chamber of St. Matthias to mark important moments in human lives.
And we'll be talking to the throbbing and probing Graham Day at 5 to 9 on this programme to search a little more in detail as to actually is what... well, to find out a little more in detail about what's on his programme today.
BBC Hereford and Worcester in Pershaw.
And a very good morning to our Pershaw person this morning, who is, he said, fumbling through his script at the moment, first mistake of the morning. You never guess we'd rehearse this, would you? Right, Emma Jane Woodcock is in Pershaw. Happy 14th birthday today, Emma Jane. She was one of our nominees for our special Valentine's children. So a happy 14th birthday from all of us here at BBC Hereford and Worcester. Here's Ella Fitzgerald now, and Cheek to Cheek, which is too cosy, I think, for my liking. Our great stuff there from Ella Fitzgerald and dancing Cheek to Cheek. If you've just twiddled your dial and tuned in, you've tuned to the new sound of BBC Hereford and Worcester, your new talker music station for the county. You'll find us on 104 FM stereo in Worcestershire and 94.7 in Herefordshire. We're also available on medium flavour, 738 and 819 kilohertz, but it's better on VHF. Now, Licky Grange, the birthplace of the old Austin 7 car and the home of the motoring pioneer Lord Austin, is not going to be knocked down after all. The owners were hoping to demolish it and turn the site north of Bromsgrove into flats. But last night, Bromsgrove councillors made a surprise decision when they turned down the application and instead put a preservation order on the building. Lucy Thorpe has the details.
Licky Grange, now a college for the blind.
BBC Hereford and Worcester, where news comes first.
At 6:30 with the latest news headlines, James Coghill.
Good morning.
BBC Hereford and Worcester, Breakfast Live with Jeff Roberts.
If you've got your radio times in front of you, you'll find out it at 6:33 every morning and 6:33 every evening. We take a look at the farming news with Steve Punter. And this morning is no exception.
Aircheckdownloads.com.